Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, was born in Bethlehem, the city of David. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
Sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
Joy to the world.
God, please fill our hearts and minds with your presence. As we invest this time in celebration of your Son, the Christ, and the reality of Him coming into our world in the flesh. Lord, remind us of why He came. As the absolutely perfect sacrifice for our sin, God, man. And the life that he lived, as described in your word, without sin. Help us, Lord, as we strive to follow his example and as a reflection of your grace in our lives. Your love constrains us to do good, to make wise choices, so that others might see your greatness and will call to you as their Savior and Lord. Thanks again, Heavenly Father, for this time of worship and praise to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Take a holiday. Keep their watch on.
Thank you for investing these precious moments with us in God's presence during Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You can also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship and share testimonies and also find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. The call to worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind: to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you very much for your letters and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Yeah. dark shadows pull into flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, find in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our king.
This is your Christmas call to worship and praise.
Till morning is nigh.
as we are surrounded by and sometimes overwhelmed by the commercialization of Christmas, we sometimes lose sight of the fact that Joseph and Mary were real people. Joseph put on his sandals one at a time. He worked as a carpenter, dealing with customers and product issues, and when the time came, he taught Jesus the trade along with the many other things he would need to know as he grew. And Mary would get up early in the morning to begin a long day of responsibilities as the mother of the household. That would include trips to the market, preparing food and cooking meals. She would also do laundry and taking care of her baby. Please stay tuned as God's Word tells us the Christmas story. And as we do, please listen carefully as Scripture reveals details of how Joseph handled his incredible duties during these events. And watch as Mary ponders in her heart the overwhelming reality of giving birth to and raising the young child Jesus. Well, the genealogy of Jesus Christ is described in Matthew, beginning in chapter 1, and leads up to Jacob in verse 16. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Well, there's the family trip to Bethlehem. We see that account in Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being at that point great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Well, the shepherds get the good news from the angels, Luke 2, later in the chapter, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see these things which are come to pass, and the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Well, the wise men, having seen the star in the east, traveled to find the Christ child and worship him. Matthew chapter 2. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And later, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they, the wise men, were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So when Joseph arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. And then later, we find in Matthew 2, beginning with verse 19, When Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And Joseph arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He, Jesus, shall be called a Nazarene.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul. His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've looked at Christmas through the eyes of Joseph and Mary. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise.
Let us bring Him silver and gold.